Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Shoes. I Daniil.
Please shut off all your cell phones. We will begin with two kapitlich tehillim, and then we'll begin the spadim. Shila maloi sesoina yelheorim meyayin yovo yezrim. Ezrim beim Adoino yoisei shomayim vorez. Al yitei lamoit raglecho, al yonum shoimrecho. Hinei lo yonum ולא יישון שוימר ישראל. אדוי נוי שוימרךו, אדוי נוי צילךו על יד ימינךו. Yoimo mashemesh lo yakeko v'yoreyach baloilo. Adoino yishmorcho mikol ro, yishmoir et nafshecho. Adoino ishmol tzeischo voyecho meyato v'yadoilo. Shir hamalois mimavakim krosicho adoino. Adoino Shimo v'koili t'yenos necho kashu vois l'koil tachanu noi. Ima voi noi stishmor yo adoi noi mi amo. Cho aslicho leman tivorei. Kivisi adoi noi, kivso navshi, v'li dvoroi, hoi cholti. Nachem Nafshi ladohinoi, mishoimrim laboiker, shoimrim laboiker. Yachel Yisrael ladohinoi, ki madohinoi achesed, veharbei imoi fedu. Who if this Yisroel Mikoy Lavoy Noiso? Please take your seats. Harav Reb Moshe Brown, Shlito, close chaver of the Rav Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and Ram B'Yeshivas Farakaway will deliver the first hasped.
Many years ago, I remember in Baltimore, the Rosh Yeshiva, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, he had a picture on his on the foyer, the wall of his foyer, when he came into the house. He had a picture of Rav Huttner. And every time he went through, he went by, he gave a krechz. Ay! To a point, they asked him, why every time he goes by, he gives a krechz? He says, if he's supposed to make that fright for this next thing, you're... I knew Rabbi Kalish from way before Far Rockaway. From Philadelphia, we were there together. And even then, his whole tafkid was to become a Bucky Bashas. He must have been still a teenager, a little older than I am. But even then, the trajectory of his life was for that purpose. Ab Freund von 60 Jahren. I'm sure there are people here that knew him even from before that, from the days of Highlight. A boy from Highlight leaves this world a Bucky Bashas, a Marbitz Tayra Ladarim, a person who worked on his Midas. And in a way, it's a kind of a celebration of what a person did in his life. He didn't waste his life. He set out to accomplish something from the time he was young, and he stuck to it, and he became an ish nichbad ma'ayt ma'ayt. Gemara tells us in Yuma, the Shem Shemayim, you should bring about an Ava for the Shem Hashem. A person should learn. And besides that, he should be maso matano benachasim habrias. The midas taivas that have to go along with the learning. It's only one dimensional. It doesn't come the day the Gabi the Kiddush Shem Shemayim. It doesn't come to Yeh Shemayim Misayim Al Yodcha. In the case where he learns, he can be the biggest Talmud Chacham, but if it's not, he's not a person that Masol Benachasim Abrius, then he cannot make a Chilul Chiddush Hashem. He can make the opposite. And then people, when he does that, Ashrei Hafev, people say, Ashrei Hafev, Shalom the Torah. Ashrei Rabbi. Ashrei Rabbi. Shalom the Torah. We saw the Heilige Nifter. Not only was he a Baki Mishas, it was Benachasim Habriyas. His parents, his Rabbeim. I'm sure they are celebrating in their Mishimcha as they've been for years, seeing that their son, their Talmud, has been making a living Kiddush, it was a living Kiddush Hashem for years and years. I have this image of Rabbi Yishmei, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, sitting there in Gan Eden with a big smile. Ah, my Talmud. Parents, my son, we're proud to have him as a son. I don't think in all the years, you know, it's hard to remember, maybe you try to say the truth. I don't think I ever saw him get angry. A Bala Shinara to go and have a Hanoa Gishmak from denigrating other people. That should be the conversation. I don't think so. I was trying to say, before I was thinking, you know, you want to say the truth, you don't want to be Megazim. I looked at myself and I said, tell the truth. Did you ever have a conversation that involved Lashon Hara? And I'm thinking and thinking, just escapes me. I can't think. I just couldn't think of anything. Did I ever see him get angry? I don't think so. The Midas Tavis that are there to compliment the Talmud Torah, the Harbatzas Torah, something to behold. It's something that we should all learn from. The Avraham Avinu, he comes to the city of Stein. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam says he's going to destroy Stein. And Avraham Avinu Titus, Chalilu Cha Me'asayis Kadavar Azeh L'ham Istadik in Russia. Chalilu Cha Ashayis B'Kal Aretz V'Yasam Mishpat. And he's there, Avraham Avinu, davening for the people of Stein. That the Pasuk says in Yechezkel, that what was it, to take it in a nutshell, what was the chet of Stein? Yad Ani ve'evyei le'ach ziku. They were the nemesis of Avraham Avinu against Midas HaChesed. Their whole mahus was to undermine everything that Avraham Avinu stood for. And Avraham Avinu davens for them. And he's unwilling, mabish, to relinquish all of his efforts to save the people of Stein. Fascinating thing. Where was he by the Dar HaFlug? The Rebbeinu Shel Olam came to destroy the Dar HaFlug also. And Avraham Avinu goes over there also, the Yalkut tells us. And the Yalkut tells us, that Avraham Avinu went to David to the Ribbono Shel Olam to go ahead and give a greater punishment to the people of the Daraflogia. Wipe them out. He's mekal them. He has not a single limud zchus for the Daraflogia. And here we have Stein. He's unwilling to relinquish all of his blame, all of his pleas. Non-stop giving everything that he can to try and save the poor people of Stein. What happened? The Daraflogia, he has not a single limud zchus to say. Not a single kind thing to say on behalf of the Daraflogia. And here when it comes to Stein, non-stop, the tefillahs that he has for them. What happened between the Daraflogia and the people of Stein? I think the Bir Advarim is, there was a major thing, a major event that took place between the Daraflogia and the people of Stein. In the middle, he became the Av HaMayim Goyim. He wasn't a younger man that could afford praving in all of his kanois. He became the Av of mankind. And when a person is in a state of achrayus, of responsibility, Av HaMayim Goyim, he can't afford to prav in a kanois. That's for younger people. The older people who have the experience of life, and they are the leaders. They have only good things to say. They can't afford all the denigration of mankind. We come over here to be masped, Rabbi Yeshua, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. I don't think of all the conversations that I had. It was very difficult to be very difficult to find and to remember something that he said something negative about other people, whoever they were. And his whole life, along with the Torah, along with the Midas Taivas, is to look for the good in people and to be able to be matzdik them, believe it's good for them, and to be able to hold of people, no matter where they're coming from. Uvila hamavis lanetzach, mach Hashem elokim dima me'al kalpanim.
Reb Aaron Avner, brother of the Rav Zecher Tzadik Levracha.
They say about Avraham's arcane Bobayomim, even when he was old and perhaps frail, he took every day with him. He utilized every day for its fullest, and that we can surely say about my brother Rav Yeshua Zalkain Baba Yamin, even his later years, when perhaps physically he was weakened, but nevertheless his love of learning, his yagia in Torah, never left him. He had it completely with him. And so, besides that, but I think Rabbi Brown mentioned this, he's never, another thing that never left him was his Simchas Achayim, even though, and perhaps because he was Igiya Mamash Yomam Valayla, but the joy of his life never left him. He Mamash loved other Yidden. He always was interested in thinking about the schus that they deserved, because this too was a very, very important part of his life, that he was Lomed Zuchus V'chol Klal Yisrael V'chol Mokom Shehem. We mispalo that he should continue to be a Melech Yisrael for his Chashav Rebbetzin children, Tzidikim Kinder. They should take a learn from his Yegiyas Achayim, of his tremendous devotion to Torah, but also, perhaps even more important, we should learn from his Simchas Achayim. Mamash till the last day, as long as he was able, he learned the Simcha, a tremendous Simcha, and his Yegiya and Simchas Achayim should be omed l'netzach u'bila Hashem Elokim maves v'al kopanim
amen.
Reb David Shimon, son of the Rav.
Abba, it's a very difficult position to be in, because Abba is always the orator, especially in this Makam Kaddish. And it behooves me to be able to stand in front of you and say some divrei hesped. But being the oldest son, that's my mission, and try to play the part. There was an option to have the Slavaya at Yeshiva Farak, where my father had such spent almost close to 50 years of Harbatzas HaTorah, and was so close to so many and reached out to so many, touched so many lives. But we and my brother Daniel and the Mishpacha felt that this Mikdash Ma'at was held such a deep place in his heart, that this is where he won his Kavada Achrin. His everybody over here, your simchas were his simchas, and I think everybody felt that way, and your sorrows and pain were really his pain, and success, everybody's success was his success. Abba, you had such a strong ability to be so disciplined for yourself, but yet at the same time, you understood everybody's difficulties and shortcomings with a true understanding and passion. You showed always such tremendous Avas Yisrael, and you imbued it into all of us. Every type of Yid, it didn't matter, Ashkenaz, Svard, Sidish, Litvish, Lubavitch, whatever, not yet from Yidden, were so dear. And together with Ima, the Keres Abayis, like I said, they would have an open house for Shluchay Mitzvah. Zima always made sure to call everybody, and so many others who needed a little boost or a warm meal and a listening ear. He made everyone feel like a true friend, never a Nitzrach. You covered up your godless with such a pashtus, just the regular normalcy, and made yourself so approachable. It was easy to overlook your godless, because to us you were Abba, you were the fun Zaidi that all of the 8 o'clock cherished so much. Always an adventure with an excitement and a and such a spark of life. You showed everyone you're unique. You brought out everybody's uniqueness with such love and admiration. Your daughter-in-laws felt like daughters. Chevy and I were up all night, and Chevy was reminiscing for more than all night, for weeks. She's Chevela to you. And all your daughters, Rachel, Tippi, Sarah. You know, every granddaughter was also referred to in such a loving way. And as much as I'm talking about Abba, your personal family, that's the godless of Abba, that at the same time you were such a godly b'tayra and reached out and when mashpia so much marbet, so much Torah, you remained such a devoted father, spouse, and grandfather, and great-grandfather. You had such nachas in the benching, you said, with an extra vim and vigor, nini, v'nechtai, v'nechtoisai. I'm just say a skaba mechila for my shortcomings, and not showing Abba the covered. Abba really deserved.
Reb Moshe, son of the Rav.
It says in the Gemara, the hill got murdered. Snifter. Puzzle Alea Usav Dono. Eulogizer started his husband. And this is what he said. Tomorrow, Menu Roish. Al Tzadika Tamar. The palm tree bend down for the Tzadik who's like a palm tree. Tzadika Tamar. Nosim Leilois Kiyomim. Make days like nights like days. Al Mason Leilois Kiyomim. Under Haloger Amir Avino. Who is Mason, Leilois Kiyomi. Abba, this sums up your life. You're Mason, Leilois Kiyomi. You never stop, 24/7. It started in the mirror in Yerushalayim by Reb Chaim and Reb Nochum. You were there for 8 months. You gained more than an average person would gain in many years. Reb Chaim had to tell you to get some sleep, to schlep you out of the Beis Medrash, because you were there still late at night. And Reb Nochum, when you visited him years later, when he was sick, he remembered you as the Masmid. Mason Leilois Kiyomim. Then came Lakewood, Pilpul Chaverim, never wasted a minute. You told me you learned an average of 12 hours a day in Kailo. Mason Leilois Kiyomi. Then you went to Yeshiva for Rockaway. You remind me Talmidei Rabbim. You gave everything to your Talmidim. You loved them literally like a father loves his son. So many Talmidim over 46 years. Mason Leilois Kiyomi. Then came Harborview. You built such a beautiful kehilo. You took such pride in the beautiful shul. You developed such a close relationship with the tzibur. They loved you, and you loved them back. You worked tirelessly to give a psak, the emes of psak. How many almanas and yesainim you helped? How much tzedakah did you facilitate? How many times were you matar yishal abayla? Mesim leilis kiyamin. And finally came the kailal. You loved learning and teaching halacha l'maisa. And you did. Taught halacha l'maisa. Mesim leilis kiyamin. Abba, you were such a giant. You finished us 40 times. You think you're working 41. Yet you were so down to earth and relatable. You're not only my father and Rebbe, you are my friend. I felt I should share everything with you. The last time I spoke to you, you said, I love you. And I didn't answer for some reason. But Abba, I love you, and I will miss you forever. Pila most.
Rameir Simcha, the Rav's son.
Abba, our dear Abba, our dear Rav, our dear Rebbe, dear Zaidi, husband, brother, uncle, and to all of us, our dear friend, Abba, we are broken and bereft. We already all miss you so much. Abba, you can't leave us. Abba, I remember clearly when you eulogized your dear friend, Mr. Rapp, Zichroni Levracha, and you cried at his levaya, and you asked who will help replace Mr. Rapp's acts of kindness. Abba, who will replace your Torah? Abba, who will replace your Tefillah? Abba, who will replace your Chesed? Abba, you often quoted the Gemara from your favorite Masechta. You loved Masechta's Beitza. I think you finished it over 100 times. Like Maishi said, Shas was 40, but I think you once said when you were younger, you would have chazered with Beitza over and over. Your favorite. You love nothing better. And the Gemara in Beitza says, Amr, you often quoted this Gemara, Amr, Shimon ben Lakish, Nishama Yisera, Nasana Kadosh Baruch Hu Ba'adam, Erev Shabbos. Before Shabbos, Hashem gives a person an Neshama Yisera. Ulemoitze Shabbos, Noilu Noisoye Menu. Shenemar Shavas Ayinofash, Kivon Sheshavas Vayov the Nefesh. Moitze Shabbos, Noilu Noisoye Menu. Abba Hashem took your Neshama Moitze Shabbos. Oy Vayov the Nefesh. And Abba, you often quoted the Rashi, who says that Neshama Yaseir is the peace between the constant tug of war between our spiritual soul and our physical bodies. Abba, no one made peace between soul and body more than you. Abba, your soul was so lofty, yet you were always able to enjoy skiing, water skiing, tennis, even good food, life in general. Abba, you made peace between soul and body. Hashem gave you a neshama yisera, and Hashem took it on Moitzei Shabbos. And the last, Abba, the last night of your life that you were able to communicate, Ima told us about, was Friday night, also Shabbos. Your neshama yisera that you always had was even stronger on Shabbos. and you were singing Zmiris with Ima, with your mother, and Rebbetzin, Shalim and be well, and Shashem should give her Kayach. And you kept saying that Friday night, Elokai Neshama, you kept saying the bracha, Elokai Neshama Shenesata Bita Hayrohi. At osil lami many, ulachzira be lost in love. Our permanent goodbye would be much too painful. But we know you're coming back soon, lost in love. Abba, we will hold on together in this mysterious ride. Well, we have no one left like you. You have left behind so many growing in Torah and Tefillah and Chesed. Just last night, some of your great and holy friends were already reaching out, whatever they could offer, accommodations, anything, plane tickets, funds. You ready? You left behind giants in Torah and Tefillah and Chesed as well. You've set new levels in Torah and Tefillah and Chesed. We're going to all aspire to grow. Just to end, last minute, when I visited you in the hospital recently, it was so tough that you couldn't attend Shimi Rapp's wedding. You were delighted that they came to you the day before their wedding. And I told you, Abba, that you'll dance with Shimi once you get out of the hospital. And unfortunately, your silence was deafening. And I saw the look in your eyes that the dance would need to take place when Hashem returns your holy neshama. But Abba, we will all dance together with you again. B'mheira v'yameinu.
Harav Daniel Shlito, the Rav's son.
The Mechaber in Shindalad Mem, the Mechaber says, Mitzvah Gedayla. The Mechaber says that a hesped is a Mitzvah Gedayla, to be Maspid Karoi. Abba's Dektuk in Halacha, the exactness in Halacha, a Dektuk in every Halacha, so we who love you so much are mechuyev in this halacha and want to keep. And my brothers, each one karoi, to be maspid, to try our best to such a giant, to be maspid karoi properly. The difficulty of losing somebody so young, the tsar, for us all, the tsar of a young person, of a person who was so fresh, so full of energy, so much chaos. I felt that the people who met Abba lately, the latest Talmidim, the Kailon, the Rav Avadia's beautiful yeshiva, they saw a young, fresh. We don't have the need. Sometimes maybe we should speak about the days of old to describe the koichus, the freshness, the chaos in Ruchnius. But Abba, our Rav, our Rebbe, our Tati had a chaos to anybody who met him now, to anybody who met him recently, a chaos. The tsar, the difficulty, young grandchildren crying, losing a friend who was so vibrant, so part of our lives presently and now. For all of us, there was no time. Somebody might think we had a couple of weeks to prepare our thoughts. Never for a second. in the last difficult week when Abba was in Kanshins, never for a second did I think that Abba wouldn't get up. Not at all. I would nod, the nurse, the doctor, this one said, people around said, never for a second. I was convinced because of the chayus, there was so much energy, so much excitement, so much passion for Avodas Hashem. He was so young. Nobody thinks on a youngster they're going to depart. Nobody. Abba came to us for Sukkot the first days. They got a much younger Rav. They replaced an older Rav with a younger Rav. Much more chiyus. A chiyus in ruchnius. A chiyus in love of a yid. A chiyus in tefillin. A zrizus in energy and alacrity that was naira nifla. And a young person one never expects to depart. I was convinced. My father was lying in bed. I was convinced. I sang Lamana Chayvre a number of times, and I always thought he would join by the hard part. I even challenged at one point, I admit, I challenged to a game of tennis. I thought for sure he would get up. Rachel walked in. I was shocked that he didn't say, Rachie, Rachel. A young David of a young person, of somebody full of so much chiyus. Klal Yisrael, our relationship to Hashem, our beautiful people, our relationship to Hashem of Am Yisrael, to Avinu Shebashemayim, to our Tata. Our relationship, maybe, I don't want to say sum up, but maybe we can explain our relationship. And it might be defining of all relationships. Our relationship to Hashem, we wear tefillin. And it says, Pe'eira Yolai, Hashem's glory is on me. The Yid has such a simchas achaim, has a passion and an excitement to be an Am Hashem, to be an Eved Hashem. Ashreinu matoiv chalkeinu, Ashrei ya'om shekoch aloi, a joy, a passionate excitement, a fortune. Shabbos, the Yid sings, Kari by Nolam the Omaya, Antu Malko Melech Malchaya. A Yid lives with an excitement. We're lucky we sat in the hospital, proud to be Yidden, people looking at a mishpacha of Yidden. Beautiful pride in our lat, Ashreinu Matoiv Chalkeinu. And we pride in the Rabbeinu Shloilem, in being the Bonim of Hashem, in being the Am Hashem. That's the Yid. And the glory, the Pe'er of a Yid, he puts on his head and wraps on his arm. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. The Yid's excited about Hashem, about his closeness to Hashem, about his service of Hashem, about learning Hashem's Torah. Pe'eiro Yolai, Hashem's glory is on us. And then what's Hashem doing? The Rabbeinu Shalom Kaviyachal wears tefillin as well. Pe'eiro Yolai, my glory is on him. Hashem's busy with Am Yisrael. Mi ka'amcha Yisrael goyechad baretz is in Hashem's tefillin. He talks about us, ki yodativ. He's into Avram, intimacy, ki yodativ. I love Avram and all of us who are Zera Avram. Hashem is busy with us, excited by us. And this, the example of all relationships. We are into Hashem and excited by Him. And He is into us and excited by us, focused on us, looking at us, at His people, His children. To describe the pride that we all had, our pride, we lost our pride. Each, my mother, my Heilige Mama, the relationship could be spoken, books could be written. But I want to describe the pride that my mother had in her husband, the Tampa. Pride, Pe'eiro Yolai, a pride. Walking around, the pride that was Mechayev, the pride that was Mechaya, The pride that energized, the pride, my husband's alignment. My husband's alignment. The pride the children had, it was our pride from young ages. We walk different. Our father learns Torah. We have a pride. A pride that's mechayev. A pride that's mechayev. A pride that energizes our tata. Every child walked around with a pride. Our tata. Every anacle, every grandchild, the pride, my Zayda. The Zayda, the Helga Zayda, when Abba showed up to learn in yeshivas, all the different ones, we swelled, my Zayda. A Laimet Torah, a servant of Hashem, a lover of Yidden, we had a pride. Pe'erai alai. A great pride, the Enochluch, the Tzibur, this beautiful, beautiful place. This beautiful place that swelled our Rav, everybody, every child in the Tzibur, the Rav, the Talmud Chacham. Yeah, the one who knows Shas like we know our names, him. A pride. Anywhere we went, oh, your tatas. And we visited Gedolim, every Gadol, oh, your father, the Shasyid. The Shasyid, the learner, the lover of Yidden, the pride, an important of Ayigba Liboy Bidarke Hashem. Abba, your pride was on us, is on us, and will always remain on us. Pe'era Yalai, a pride, a deep, deep celebration and appreciation. Every Bacher in Yeshiv Farakaway prided in a Rebbe, Arai Kalish, the one who knows Shas. The learner of Torah, the liver of Torah, there's a pride that was Mechayev and Mechayev, that gave obligations and gave chiyus, gave the capacity to live those obligations. Every son-in-law, every daughter-in-law, every mechotin, all your friends, the years, there's so many stages, the old Heller friends. Rabbi Bienenfeld Shlita, Rabbi Kramer, Rabbi Stern Shlita, the Laz, the whole Chevra. They prided our chaver, the shasyid, the tzaddik, the Talmud Chacham. A pride that was so caused so much. Every mispalel, every guys learned in Durham and Waterbury, our pride. The Rebbe's father, who's between us, we knew Shas. He was our pride, the pride of every, the Kailo now, the Kailo, Gaishosh, the whole Chevra, Avi Lachman, they had a pride, our Rebbe, a pride that was valuable, the most deep and important pride, the pride of a Yid, to be Shaykh to somebody who's serving Hashem, who's learning Torah. A pride that elevated, a pride that energized. You were a source of pride to us. Chevy and I, we said after our pride left, our pride. But then it says, our pride is on you, Hashem, but what was Hashem? His pride was on us. And I want to say that Abba's pride, the way he celebrated the Balabatim, the way he spoke, about the Balabatim, he celebrated. We heard Reb Sam Bergman, Zeichet Tzaddik Levracha. The way he spoke, he had a pride in the Talmidim. My wife came in the Mishpacha, wanted to know, who's this? Who's Reb Harvey Halpert? Who's this? Who's Reb Aaron? The pride in the Tzibur. The pride in the Talmidim. A pride. He celebrated and appreciated. A pride in his children. The way my tata prided in his wife. Ima knows. Ima's smarter. Ima ask her, she knows. A pride, an appreciation, a celebration. He prided his pride in his Bechor David Shimon. That Siyum Ashas, his pride. He's working to support his family and he learns Torah. His pride in Davi and Chevi, he prided. It was a source of Chiyustim. He was so proud of it. All his children, each and every one, a pride. Each son, each daughter-in-law, each grandchild. He prided in every grandchild. He prided in every member of the Daf for over 4 decades. a pride. He spoke about it. You felt it. Everybody who met him, he was proud and excited and energized by you. He spoke about you. It's Rabbi Brown Shlita, my Rebbe. He said that all the years he's trying to remember a word of Lashon Hara. I want to say how much Lashon Tov was said. He spoke and was excited. We heard about the being, all his knowledge of Torah, the ways of Mechazik Yidden. This is what he spoke to us about. He prided in the Tzibur, in his shul, this shul, he prided. He spoke about it. Pe'er Ha'olav, your glory was on him. Every Einikol, he named Max, Max, with love, with Ava, you were loved. My 9-year-old son is broken because his Zayda loved him. My daughter, Rina, her Zayda loved her. He loved each one, was excited. So I want to share something with everybody. You might say, and you'll probably ask, so he was excited about this shul, the Taka Tzadikim. So he's right. He's right. His life was blessed. I was chazering last night with my kids. The Heller days, the Share days, Yeshiva Rockaway 47 years, 28 years in this shul. A blessed life, Shein Kamoyu. A life that he said to me last week a couple of times, Daniel, I want to live, but I'm happy with my life. I hated when he said it. I said, no, we want more. He said, I also do, but I'm happy with my life. I'm happy, a Yid that lived amongst us, said, I am happy with my life. I'm happy. I'm tefreden, saveya, Avram Avinu, it says things like that on. I'm happy with my life, a Yid who learned, who did chesed, who davened. So we might say, such glory, look at the Talmidim, thousands, all the daf yomi shirim, two a day, one a day, the Share Chevra. So he talked at big people, the Rose, I see the Rose, you're big people. So he's excited about the old Heller crowd that talk at big people. He's excited about his Talmidim, a Talmidei Chachamim. So Taka was right. He's a man, he's excited about Gai Shoshani Shud. He's a big person. He published the Sefer and the Mishpacha. We have massive Akaras HaToiv to this Tzaddik, who encouraged my father, who worked hard to publish the Sefer. So he's excited for Talmidim. What's the Chiddush? Look at his Talmidim. So he was excited. He was excited. He'd meet the guys in Waterbury, my Einikol. And he wasn't the person given to hyperbole, and he'd give a hug and a kiss because it was true. My Einikol. So he's excited about each guy. See, it's Taka right, they're amazing guys. But I want to say something about his love that we saw. That he prided in you had nothing to do with your accomplishments. Nothing, nothing, nothing. We saw when we struggled, when Einikluch struggled, he loved you more. He loved you. He loved you and accepted you. There was a pride in us. This is Klor when Hashem's tefillin, the pair of Klal Yisrael and Hashem, we saw that in my Tata. He loved us because just the way we are. He didn't have pride because of our successes. It's the opposite. The successes, he was surrounded by big people. All the steps, I can't speak for others, but for my siblings we could say we're big because he prided in us. My siblings are big. They've accomplished. They're accomplishing. The Einikluch are big. They're accomplishing. They're serving Hashem. Not that's why he prided. Because he prided. The chiyus he gave. An emuna, a sameach b'chelkai, a sense you were good. You were acceptable. He was able to criticize if you didn't understand him. I had some understanding of you, Abba. One of my most important conversations in the last few... couple of months with Abba. He started crying. He was crying. And he alluded to criticizing me. And he started crying and he said, you know, I'm your biggest fan. And I tell you, and of course we all knew, every child, every Einikol, every Mispalel, every Daf Yomigo, every Chaver, he was our fan. If you got him, even his ability to say in the Shul Shah, I usually get frustrated if people say, Shah. when my tata said to the tzibur, Shah, it never bothered me. And I asked myself, why? Somebody says, Shah, I think it's a chutzpah to say that to a yid. Be careful. Be careful. Watch yourself. It didn't bother me. My father said, Shah, because he loved the guy who's talking the most. He loved the most, like crazy. And he'd come home, and if you knew him, he was wildly crazy. He accepted the person completely. You were beautiful. You were wonderful. It was an emunah, a sameach b'chelkai, an understanding of life. He loved and appreciated. And the Shah came just from that place. I guess, let me tell you the truth. What? I can tell you the truth. You shouldn't be talking by davening Shah. It had no connection. If you were quiet, you didn't like, oh, now, oh, okay, now the rubs, now he's going to like me. A tremendous love and appreciation. Our glory was on him. The aveda of somebody, everybody he saw, was accepted, was wanted. His relationships were magnificent because of this. The relationship to his sisters, to Tante Gigi, to Tante Mimi, the relationship, gorgeous relationship, close, my sister, in emistika ava, not totally, just my sister, of course, they're big people, I can't speak for them, that probably causes a lot of greatness too. His relationship to his brother, the kesher to a brother, my brother, the kesher, Uncle Arnie and Abba Nifla. The relationship, each relationship, each stage was what books could be written. The Heller days, the Yeshiva Rakwe days, the Share days. Each one was valuable and important. There was a certain Sameach B'chelkei. My ainikel, my nephew, the nephews, the nieces, the Ava to a nephew and a niece. My nephew, Ava, complete, present and excited. Your glory was on him. The Aveda is an Aveda for us all. But the glory and the chiyus and the want for us will live with us forever. On the behalf of the family, I want to thank, certainly, we saw angels always around my father. Angels emerged, always. Such a neshama, such a soul attracted angels, and such a soul created angels as well. And the doctor Nifla, the doctor's care. Dr. Mendel, we liked it. It was a comforting, it was the Zayda's name, an important name, Dr. Mendel. We appreciate Reb Shloimeh in the hospital, the chesed was Nifla. The appreciation to this Seber, the kesher that my parents have to this Seber, the love that flowed in this room, the Ava, all of Klal Yisrael's better for the Ava that flowed, Ava to the Rav, to the Mispalim, and the Mispalim to the Rav. He told me a few weeks ago, during the chemo, he said, it's been a big bracha. So I said, how? I don't understand. So he said, I'll tell you one way. He said, I feel such an outpouring of love from my tzibur. And always was there, and always felt, but what it came to, Ava, a love, an appreciation of the Rav to the Tzibur and the Tzibur to the Rav. So I want to, on behalf of my whole mishpacha, my mama, of all my siblings, we want to thank this beautiful Tzibur. We want to thank all the Daf Yomi, Shari, the Koilel, the new yeshiva. Each and every one is precious to him and precious to us. I want to close by asking Mechila. It was like a joke, a late sonus, like a complete late sonus, and I was silent, and it was a chutzpah naira. But he would say, like, oh, Kalish, you're called rabbi, who's the real rabbi? Alma de Shekra, a world of Shekra. You have a person who's learned by Asmad, who knows Kola Torah Kula. You have somebody, I could tell you the Met statistics probably better. But you have somebody, Kola Torah Kula, Mespalel, a yid davening tefillah, the tefillah, the madregas of tefillah. He came late to a Meiriv because he was listening to the radio too long, so he promised, I'm never listening to another game the rest of my life, and he didn't. Tfela, the hakpada, the way he davened, how each bracha, everything, Dictuk in halacha, makel, machmir, all is, it blocks the reality. He was very makel. It not with makel or machmir. He was medaktek. Halacha mattered. Halacha said the Torah, the Rabbeinu Shalom's Torah, told him in every detail how to behave. It wasn't, somebody could be machmir and is not following the Ratzon Hashem. He was a medaktek in the Ratzon Hashem. So I want to ask him, Mechila. I wasn't Noi covered enough. And I was silent to nonsense. There's one Rabbi Kalush, and the world has lost, has been Ma'abed. An Aveda, big Aveda. The Mishpacha has an Aveda. The Tzibur, the Shul has an Aveda. All the hundreds and hundreds of Talmidim. An Aveda for Gans Klal Yisrael, of a learner. And I ask Mechil, I ask on behalf of the Mishpacha. Any pigam and covet of the tatad, and we know you were Michael, you never had tainas on us, never. There was nothing we could do, you had tainas, you asked. But we ask Mechila, it's nothing to do with you having tainas. We ask Abba Mechila, and we want to ask Abba, you loved your people, few people felt. You felt for your people, for Am Yisrael. You felt for the soldiers. You felt for the people captured. You felt for all Yidden and Kol Yisrael. You cared profoundly to all your mispalim, to your children, grandchildren, and of course, mostly to your precious Rebbetzin. So I ask you, Abba, I ask on behalf of us all, please be a Melech Yosher. Your word is powerful. You loved Yidden. Your word is pakipetia, you have power, Abba. And I ask Abba, I beg you, Abba, be a melitz in Shemayim. Shemayim, they're excited. He was excited to speak and learning with the Chavetz Chaim. They're in the middle of talking. He has big tainas. He wants to ask and fight in the Mishnah Berurah. There's wild things going on. The tears here in Shemayim, it's wild. He has things he wants to tell Rabbi Kiveger, and he's talking to him. The Har Sameach, forget it. The Pnei Yeshua, he's mamish waiting. His path is similar. In Shemayim, it's wild. They beat us. We lost. But we're bereft. Of a learner of Torah. Of a lover of Yidden. Of a lover of Hashem. We're bereft of a davener. And we beg you to Abba. We beg you. Be a Melech Yosher to Hashem. Ask Hashem. Faramas Keren Yisrael. You are our pride. To strengthen the pride of Am Yisrael. To bring the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, beg Hashem and ask Hashem amidst the tumult. And there's tumult in Shemayim. Please be a Melech. We need Ima for many, many, many years. The Emunah of our mother. To lead our family. To run our family. To be a pride for us. To be a source of energy for years. All the Talmidim, all the Mispalim, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam Takat should answer all of Abba's prayers. Umach Hashem Dima Me'al Kol Panim.
Rabbi Eli Ross, son-in-law of the Rav.
Who am I? I can't be masped you, Abba. Who am I to talk about your legendary asmada? Your clarity in halacha? Your simcha in learning? Your joy in your family? Your talmidim and your tzibur? Sit and observe. I try to observe. But I come as a shliach. Come as a shliach of your precious makala. A lot of thoughts running around my head. One Gemara that's always struck me when I was with Abba. Think about the Gemara in Shabbos. Yehuda ben Eloi. That's Mechila. I didn't ask enough, but I definitely observed and I listened. I tried to listen. I tried to take in. But if Abba's Daimer L'malcha Hashem Tzvakos, then I could borrow words that describe Hashem. Abba was Mekayim Ma'u Avata, Ma'u Racham, Avata At Racham. Then I can use words that describe Hashem. I think they just describe Abba. Hatzur Tamim Pa'aloi, Tzur, a rock always there for us. Always there for so many. Tamim Pa'aloi, wholesome, enjoying every part of life. He is into every part of life. Tam tiyem Hashem alekeichem. Tam with Hashem. Kichol drachav mishpat. Kichol drachav mishpat. Din. No shtick. No shtick. What's the din? No shtick. No chumras. No games. What's the din? El emunah minavel, tzadki v'yasher hu. Emunah, ain avel, no corruption, honest to the T. Tzadki v'yasher hu. As I'm saying to him, the past tkufa, so many psukim just make me think about Abba, about tzidkas, about bitachon, about emunah. Yashur, Yashurus, Tzadik Yashur, who. We thought Abba was immortal. We know Abba's superhuman strength. Did everything with strength. Maki asked me to make mention, like Abba always had time for us. We called on the phone with the Shaila. Abba was busy, called us right back. So no matter what was going on, and he's a chasna, a bar mitzvah, a shev baruch, in the middle of his daf, he had time for us. Don't know where we're going to turn. I think I told Abba the Rashi and Shabbos, the Rashi and Chumash also. I think I told it to Abba once. I was afraid to talk to Abba and learning too much. But I couldn't handle Nazifa. Okay, on that note, when one of the first years that me and Malki came back for Pesach, right, to Israel, so I tried to tell Abba, like a shir that I heard. Chakir or something, and Abba shuddered and said, Tulamdish. And he walked out, and I was like, okay, I'll keep trying. Gemara in Shabbos says, Arug Abaner, the Gemara in Gemara by Chanukah. The Gemara talks about, Yilhabbanim Tamid, the Gemara brings one Maisa, the Rabbavin. Rabbavin had two sons. The Gemara says, a Maisa. Rav Chista used to learn by Rav Shizvi, by the Beinasha of Rav Shizvi. Rashi says, Beinasha means Aviv, V'yikad Amri Chamav. And the Gemara says, nothing b'nai Rav Shizvi. They saw their Raga B'ner, their Raga B'shragi Tuva, and there's nothing b'nai Rav Shizvi. Rashi says, the obvious question, Rav Shizvi, according to one Lashon in Rashi, is his son-in-law. Rashi says, Chasan Kibnai. I showed Abba, I said, Chasan ben Kibnai. I said, thank you, Abba. I live that. I live that every moment of my life. Chasan ben Kibnai. Rashi says, and then I found it again in Chumash. Rashi in Chumash brings a medrash. When Yosef HaTzadik was sold to Mitzrayim, and Yaakov says Taraf Taraf, that he was killed. Vayikumu kol banav ubnoisav lenachamoy. And Rashi's who were benoisav? So Rashi says either to umim that were born with the shvatim, or there were daughters-in-law. And Rashi says she'ein adam nimna milikroy lechasani benoy lekalasay bitoy. Thank you, Abba. Thank you for taking care of us. Me and Malki went in last night. We just wanted to thank you again. And you ran. You ran from us. I just tried to thank you. After we got married, the story was told in the family a few times, a little bit, that when Malki was ready for a shidduch, so a lot of masmidim were read. And Abba said, Abba's words were, I just want someone to take care of my daughter. Abba, I'm trying. I'm going to try. And I want to ask Mechila for not asking enough, talking and learning enough. I was being scared. That's the way I was mechabit Abba. Because I couldn't handle, I couldn't. I just saw the Shabbos, someone was talking about Acher. So look at the Gemara in Chagiga. Gemara Chagiga brings Taisvus, brings Yushalmi. That it hit me this morning. That Acher, by his bris, his father, they were dancing and they were eating and being mesamech, and Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua decided, okay, let's just learn. They're doing their thing. Let's do our thing. Let's learn. And a fire came down. Taisus Lashon Taisus thinks Yerushalmi that it was smechem kinesinasim. It was like our Maimon Har Sinai. It was like the Sinas Atayr, and it hit me. It was Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua was there. Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. Abba Simcha and Taira. Abba's simcha and learning, Abba's joy in his kids and his grandkids and his community. I just ask Abba Bet Rachmanis for Ima, for your mishpacha, for your kids, grandkids, for your beloved Tzibur, your Talmidim, and for all of Klal Yisrael.
Reb Mordechai Kamenetsky, son-in-law of the Rav.
We all just heard amazing things about my Chashan Shver, Abba. Something that always struck me the day that I met you, Abba, was the tremendous purpose that you lived with, led to all of those amazing things that everybody, all the previous Maspidim mentioned. That purpose, living life with intention, was how it's shayich to be Oma Batoiro like you were. You could be tired, you could be exhausted, and still allow yourself a few minutes to listen, to make another phone call on behalf of an Ani, on behalf of a Nitzrach, on behalf of so many of us in this room. This purpose, Abba, you lived with, doesn't come naturally to a person. It's clear and it was obvious every single day, having recently started saying a shir in Tanya, or in the last few years learning Mesilas Yesharim over and over again. There was a constant ischadshos day in and day out, no matter with Talmidim, the Koilo, Mispalalim, anybody that was willing to think about how to serve the Eibishter in a better oifen, how to take care of the Eibishter's children in a better oifen. All of that leads and led to leading a life of tremendous intentionality in every single minute and moment, every tefillah, every daf, every amud, every rashi, every toisus. Every person that crossed paths with you, Abba, felt like $1 million because you saw the Tzelem Aleichem, because you sat and thought about that. And if there's a mensch here, there must be a neshama. Neshama is a chelek kam mimal. I must therefore give kavod to this person and make sure that the person fashteis that he should be mechaber himself. Perhaps most importantly, I was zeichet to witness on the inside, which I'm sure most of you are aware, but I was able to witness, I was zeichet to be moved and inspired by watching you make uncomfortable phone calls, arrange uncomfortable meetings, but nonetheless, because it was the right thing, it was done. It was done with a klarkeit, with a confidence, because you knew that it was the right thing. And you knew that it would be marbuk v'chamayim. You knew that it would repair a family. You knew that it would give chizuk to an individual. To sum it up, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Sadi Tesamu Beis says a person was created la'amal, to toil, to work, to show grit, if I may, in every aspect of life, and fashteitzach, the most fundamental, the pasuk said, like the Gemara brings down, and a person should be amal b'toira. The pasuk says, "La'yamish sefer ha-Torah azem ipicha." The sefer ha-Torah is not just the limud Torah, being melamed Torah and living Torah. This same grit and amelos and tenacity to accomplish what needs to be accomplished should also please be used to be a melitz for all of us here.
Yaakov Kalish, Einikol of the Rav, representing all the Einiklach.
I feel so inadequate to be speaking in front of you like this, Zaidi. And what I wrote feels so inadequate to be said. But I know, Zaidi, you're proud of me no matter what I say. I want to share that my last time seeing Zaidi was in the ICU. And at that point, we knew the prognosis was very serious. And I was in it alone. And I went, like, knowing it might be goodbye. And I stood there. And I tried to say something. I just cried. And I tried to say something again, and I cried. And I was able to get out 3 words. And I just said, "Thank you, Zaidi." And I kept crying, and I just said, "Thank you, Zaidi. Thank you. Thank you, Zaidi." And I never saw you again in this life. But I want to elaborate on that thank you now. Even though it doesn't really need elaboration. Thank you for making us always feel like, making us feel so beloved and so important every time you saw us. Thank you for being so proud of us no matter what. Thank you for raising us in a family, Bnei Taira. Thank you for putting Yerah Shemayim and Avas HaTaira in our family's DNA and blood. Thank you for making this family that we all feel so lucky to be a part of. During the last weeks of Zaidi's life, I was so privileged to be able to spend time with Zaidi. Last week he was conscious, and the circumstances were so difficult, but there was so much to be learned from how a great man goes through suffering. I always thought Zaidi was a tzaddik. I know that for a fact now. Just a few things I saw. Zaidi's acceptance of the pain he was in wasn't human. Zaidi didn't utter a word of complaint. An incredible discomfort. But I was looking at his face closely, and I never saw a flicker of annoyance or a flicker of any sort of complaint. His acceptance was absolutely complete. It was also like Uncle Mayor said, Zaidi clung to life. Zaidi lived life like almost no one else ever did. But Zaidi had no fear of death. I remember vividly being in the room when a nurse came in, and it was a doctor came in, and was give Zaidi a very honest report. And I remember her telling Zaidi the words that this treatment may very well take your life. And I was looking at Zaidi's face closely, and he didn't flinch. And Zaidi had the biggest heart, but Zaidi remained out of steel. And seeing the way Zaidi, with every bit of strength, and strength he had and strength he didn't have, would daven, Zaidi would labor to put on tefillin. There were points when Zaidi was drifting in and out of consciousness, and whenever he would wake up, he would just continue from somewhere, some other point in Shemoneh Esrei. He would strain himself to put on tefillin. His dignity, the strength, how important his human dignity was otherworldly, to the point that the nurses had to put up a sign next to his bed labeling him a fall risk, which I pointed out to him and he got a kick out of. But the last period, being with Zaidi, seeing you in that way, it's burnt into my soul forever. I love you, Zaidi. You're not going to be with us anymore here, but I'm going to speak on behalf of all the grandkids that, you know, we have a grandfather always, forever. We have a Zaidi. We come from somewhere. We have a Zaidi who stood for real things. We have a Zaidi who put things in our blood. And we have a Zaidi who we know loved us. I was asked on behalf of all the Inuklach to ask Michila. Definitely, I'm sure on my own behalf, there's no way we were mechabed you properly. Please forgive us, and please be a milut yosher that we should all be zaycha to build families like you did, and be a milut yosher that we should be able to follow in your footsteps. I love you, Zaidi.
Rabbi Zalman Stern, close Talmud of the Rav.
I'm acting here as the Shliach Tzibur for the camp friends, Rabbi Kalish's camp life. Rabbi Kalish, as was mentioned, had each thing that he represented, it would be hard for one person to do it. And everything he did was with tremendous, tremendous shlemus. Unless you lived it, you can't understand the closeness that we have to the Kalishes. It's not the pshat that he was a friend of mine. No. He was a father to all our children, all the families. He was a father. Every family in camp, the bar was raised so high because of him. And even though there's many people I haven't seen here for a long time, the closeness that we feel and the pain that we feel knows no bounds. For about 30 years, hundreds of B'nai Torah came out of this camp. Especially the first 15 years, it was a federation camp. The types of Bachrim came were not the types that came from necessarily regular yeshivas. They were from broken homes, people that were so poor, their lives were very, very difficult. But it was mentioned, Rabbi Kalish was, it meant nothing. Everybody was the same by him. It's not the pshat he worked on it. It was a metzias that everybody was the same. And yet, together with Rabbi Yankel and Rabbi Gershon, the Yoshev Roish, they put together a program for 2 months. Bachrim would come out of there. They were different Bachrim. I'm sure there's many Bachrim standing here and outside and say, Rabbi Stern, I'd love to come up here and express my Hakaras HaTov. It's in the hundreds. And Bachrim wouldn't have had a chance in life. Dairi Dairis of B'nai Torah. What did Rabbi Kalish do in camp? Well over 1,000 times, he was asked, could you open a bag of potato chips on Shabbos? Every Shabbos, everybody would come with their freeze pops and their potato chips. Thousands of times. But listen to this. But there also would be a married staff member who had to ask, could his wife go into the hospital on Shabbos? The bacher that asked about the potato chips and the ices received the same COVID as the person that asked, could his wife go into the hospital? We all saw his love, his hasmada. You have to repeat it. It would be an avla on my part. His love of Torah, his mastery of halacha. You ever see Rabbi Kalish by a chasana? Every chasana, you would think he's the grandfather. He would come in. He would dance with such a love, like was mentioned, you know, with the love. He didn't know how to do it himself. He didn't do it, and he didn't take dance lenses. Whatever came out, that's what he did. He didn't go, I'll do this dance or that dance. His whole mahus came out. By the Malava Malkus in camp, he danced with his children on his shoulders. Now that does not mean they were not sitting on his shoulders. They were standing on his shoulders. And I always thought if he had breita plates, he would have had my family and all the other families of Kim on his shoulders also. When you went to speak, I was the Choshev's son-in-law who radiates godless, so you don't have to be so humble. When I also was afraid to go to speak to Rabbi Kalish in learning. And when you went to speak to him in learning, you got three possible answers. And here's the darga. The first one, he would say, cute. That means, and he's just was a very nice person. So, half decent, you would say, it's a good zug. It's a good zug. If he came away, but I have to think about it, you thought you were a chazainish. I'm going to tell you something now that is not believable, but there are many Edim, even though his children are apostle Edim, but this is true, I'm telling you right now. I just faced someone who could say it's true. He was also part of it. The one day of the year we're not supposed to learn Torah is Tisha B'Av. Here's the cheshbon. We finished mincha at 1:30. It was camp time, so you can finish earlier. Maariv was after 8. That's 6.5 hours. The second after mincha was over, Rabbi Kalish gave a shir in Mayid Katan for 6.5 hours straight. 6.5 hours straight. And I sat through one of them. I still have a headache from it. And there are people that mamish changed their life from this shir alone. At the end, the camp treated these boys, they were heroes. A bacha that went through the shir was hero, just like we're very basketball type camp, and a bacha did well in basketball was a hero. These were bigger heroes. These were treated as bigger heroes, and it changed their lives. But let's make a cheshbin. That's 14 blat. That didn't stop Rabbi Kalish. At night, he didn't do his 7 blat, and then he had to have his daf yomi. So we're talking about on the day that we're not supposed to learn Torah, Rabbi Kalish did 22 blat and changed people's lives because of it. 35 years ago, I peeked at Rabbi Kalish's Gemara in the afternoon, and it was Masechta Brachos, Daf Beis. I said, that's a little strange. It's not the Daf Yomi. It wasn't the Daf. And the next day I checked it, and it was Daf Tes, and I don't have to go through the math with you. At the end of the summer, he was in Masechta Shabbos, and we were Zoicha that the first time he finished Shas was in camp. And 2 weeks later, it was always a 7 years and 2 weeks, and the first Siyam was in our camp. It wasn't a Siyam, it was a Chasana. And Rabbi Kalish and Rebbetzin Kalish, they were the Chasan Vekala with the Gemara. And we are so proud of it from us, the camp. It's we call it our Chasana. And if we in camp would have a Shevet, a separate Shevet, our Degel would be the Siyam HaShas. We go around with such pride. Like Daniel mentioned the pride we have. I feel great. You know, I could stay up here and say stories very, very long. Obviously, it's not the appropriate place. It has to be mentioned, and it was mentioned, but I'll repeat it again. By the Levaya of Rabbi Belsky Zatzal, who Rabbi Kalish considered one of his rabbeim. So they mentioned, Rav Elia Brudny mentioned, he should be well, that Rabbi Belsky, as we know, was a gadol in so many things, and it kind of hid his godless in Torah. He was so great in Torah. So we have to say the same thing, and this was said. The Lashon that's used about Rabbi Kalish, and it was used around 3-4 times, he's normal.
He's normal?
Okay. What does normal mean? Normal means he plays tennis, he goes lacquer waxing, he skis, he speaks to everyone, women, children. Okay, that's normal. But at the end of the day, that doesn't sum up totally his life. Rabbi Kalish was shakua totally in Torah. Totally shakua in Torah. He loved Torah. He loved Gemara. He loved reading the words Gemara. He was shakua in Torah. Even my last conversation with him was, I'm sure he had it with others also. So I said, Rabbi Kalish, he told me that he has a suffix if he's in a sakana or not. Now, he was a very big sakana, but he mentioned that I'm not going to be mayrich on that. I want to finish now with two quick personal stories, which no one knows, and then a message, which I would like, two messages, the last one, which Rabbi Kalish would want me to give to the Olam. By the Vart of David Shimon and with Dr. Eilenberg's daughter, Dr. Eilenberg was very, very close with Rav Shmuel Birnbaum. And for what some reason, Rav Shmuel Birnbaum was there early. And when the Roshiva came in, Rabbi Kalish ran over to him. And he said, I'd like to answer a kasha that Ktsois has on a Bach. So Rav Shmuel in his style said, and he didn't let him tell him. So he goes, but of course, Rav Shmuel says, but I'm going to tell you a shtickle Torah. So he told him a stira, and why do you need das by kedushin. First, Rav Shmuel started quoting a Rashi in kedushin. Rabbi Kalish said it bal peh. He tried a Rashi in Yevamis. Rabbi Kalish said it bal peh. He tried a Rashba. Rabbi Kalish said it bal peh. Everything Rav Shmuel was saying, Rabbi Kalish said it bal peh. So he turns to Dr. Eilenberg, and he says, I'll say it in English. He goes, you better start learning now with such a mechutin. And I never saw Rav Shmuel Birnbaum so happy. I was with Rav Shmuel Birnbaum many years, that he had someone he can speak in learning. It was unbelievable. He found someone that he can speak in learning. Just to give covet, I'm going to say a side thing only because it's covet for Rabbi Kalish Atzal. He held Rav Mordechai Marcus as one of his rebbes. Rabbi Mordechai Marcus was at the Vart by the discussion. There was no Vart. The Eilenbergs didn't have to prepare one thing. There was no Vart. And so in the middle of the learning, there was a shout-out kasha from Rabbi Mordechai Marcus. Now, Rav Shmuel didn't know who he was. And he said, and also he said in Yiddish, he said, it looks like he also could learn a little bit. And as an afterthought to the story, Rabbi Kalish came to a simcha of ours, and Rav Shmuel gives a Mishnah Berurah shir after Shachris. And even though I had my private minyan, I brought Rabbi Kalish into the Mishnah Berurah shir. Of course, after being there maybe 30 seconds, Rabbi Kalish can't hold back. And in the middle, in the front of the whole Mir Yeshiva, he starts hacking away Rav Shmuel. So Rav Shmuel said, I knew you were a baki in Shas, but a baki in Halacha also? I was by a hesped of Rav Ruvain Fine, Zatzal. And Rav Shmuel was masper. I'm not going to say the hesped, but the point of the hesped was that the reason Rav Ruvain Fine was brought to America was to show that a Rosh Shiva has to know everything. From Kola Tairakula, Zrayim Tairis, he knew everything, Kola Tairakula. And there was a person crying like a baby, crying. And I looked to my right, Rabbi Kalish is crying like a baby. Everyone's sitting there watching, and he's crying like a baby. I said, he's crying like a baby. We should be crying like a baby. But that was Rabbi Kalish. He understood the loss. What would Rabbi Kalish tell me to say right now? And this was mentioned, but again, it's Kedai to mention again. Don't cry too much for me. Hashem granted me a wonderful life. An Esh Yisrael, who's an Isha Gedolah in every sense of the word. A family of B'nai Torah from top to bottom. A yeshiva that produced B'nai Torah of the highest caliber. The extended camp family, his shul, his daf yomi, the ability to learn yomim v'laila. The second thing he would say, and he'd say, Zalman, stop talking about me so much. Tell them what to do. So I will. It's going to take me 15 seconds. Every person can become great. You just have to be consistent and chazer and chazer and chazer. Yehi zichrei baruch.
Harav Willig Shlita, cousin of the Rav.
My dear cousin. We go back more than 60 years. All he would want me to do is quote Gemaras. His whole life was Gemara. I'm going to quote briefly three Gemaras. All start with the same words. And Brochus Yuzayin, Ashrei mi shegodla b'torah v'amola b'torah, v'osa nachas ruach liyotzro, v'godla b'shem tov, v'nifta b'shem tov min ha'olam. I'm able to speak as probably almost no one can about Rabbi Kalish's early youth and the mysterious nefesh that he had for Torah HaKadosh. Most of the Olam here cannot appreciate what was going on in the mid-60s. We were finishing high school, and everyone was going to college. And Rabbi Kalish's parents, my uncle and aunt, were quite insistent. That's the way to go in those years. Of course you learn, I have to learn also. And he said no. My aunt begged him. My aunt, we knew her as Aunt Blanche, but the whole world for the last few weeks knew her as her Hebrew name, her Yiddish name, Brindle. She was a Willig by birth, an intellectual, a poet. You have to. How are you going to manage? He said to his mother, I'll learn no matter what. You don't have to have any of the comforts that people aspire to. And he had his way. I remember we were together in Eretz Yisrael, those days of the Miri Yeshiva, which is empty then. Reb Chaim, Reb Nochem. I was in a different yeshiva. We went back and forth. We stayed together by our grandparents in Bayit Vegan. I was telling the family last night that they had this little terrace, which was a sukkah. We slept next to each other with our feet outside the sukkah. We go back a long, long way. A second Gemara has to do with the name Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua asked, his son was halfway in Olam Haba, how are we, says Rashi, the Balei Torah, what is our chashivas in Olam Haba? He answered, there like here. Says Rashi, chashuvim v'nichbodim. And then he added the following statement. Shamayti she'u omrim, ashrei mi shabo lekan v'talmudo biyodo. On a simple level, there's no one who came with more talmud biyodo than the nifter, who learned Shas so many times. But our last conversation, which took place on the Shana Rabbah, he was telling me about the Pnei Levona, his sefer he put out. Mashor writes, Yesh Tefarish, I quote, Ki ikar alimud v'shenasa bo roshem hu alimud haba b'ksivas yad, tamuda b'yodo, ha'ashor kei nikruha chachamim sofrim. The Nifter spent his whole life learning, he didn't have time to write, it's one of his close Yedidim, he told me he has to write something. He wrote a ka'ora on every single daf and shas. Every single daf and shas. Wow. Finally. Omer Yeshua ben Levi. Our nifta was Yeshua ha-Levi. It's Yeshua ben Levi. Gemara Sanhedrin, Tzadi Aleph from the base. Minayin letchiyah sameisim in HaTorah, Shenema, Ashrei Yoshev Eisecha. Od Yehaluch HaSela, the third Ashrei. Ashrei Misha Gadol B'Torah. Ashi Mishabot Khan Vahamuda Biyado. Hilalucha lo nemar, a yehalalucha, means in the Olam Haba, in Trias HaMeisim. For Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, kol ha'omer shira b'olam hazeh, zocha v'omer l'olam haba, eshenemar, ash v'yosher v'esecha. Explains the Marsha, oh, jehalalucha selam. Only if you had the shira shel Torah your whole life in this world, you zocha to have the shira in olam haba, u'bila ha'mabas ha'netzach.
Noflo ateres reisheinu. Oy nolonu kichotanu. Our crown has fallen. Oy nolonu kichotanu. Shlomo HaMelech says in Keheles, Oso Elohim es ha'odom yoshor, veheimo bikshu chishvoino yisrabim. We were created Yoshar, with a perfect nature, capable of achieving greatness. We cause ourselves complications throughout life. Bikshu chishvoino yisrabim. Our Rav, besides for his goyness and his tzidkas, was a Yoshar. He was straight. He looked to achieve more straightness. Like we heard, he left Olam Haza. And he pursued Yashrus his entire life. Who holach lemenuchois v'oisonu azav lanochois? He's on his way up to Gan Eden with thousands upon thousands of Blatei Gemara. A life that was a miksho achas of Torah, of Avodah, of Gemilus Chasodim. He's going to a good place. But we're left here, broken, an orphaned. His Talmidim, his Kihilo, obviously his family. We got a patch, we got a big clap. Last night, the electric power went out in Harborview and beyond. The protective power, the Toiro Magno Matzlo went out. The protector of our Kehilo, of our Shul, of his Talmidim, of the community, of the entire neighborhood, of the entire five towns went out. The power is out. We believe the Koyach HaToiro protects Magno Matzlo. We don't have that anymore. He loved us so much. We were zeichet to go with the Rav, zeichet tzaddik livracha, a couple of weeks ago, on a trip to Europe, to the Mekoymes HaKadoshim. And the tour guide that was with us pulled me over at the end of the trip, and he was very emotional, and I asked him, "Vas is?" And he said, "You have the most special Rav in the world." And I said, "What do you mean?" And he said, "I've done many trips with many shuls and many rabbanim. But you know how many times your Rav called me over to the side during the trip and he said, 'Yehuda, what do you say to my oilam? Don't I have an unbelievable oilam? What do you say to my kehila?'" He was so proud of us. He loved us. At the end of Ne'ilo, he stood right here. Whoever was in shul knows what I mean. At the end of Ne'ilo, he all of a sudden turned around. It came from nowhere. And he screamed out from the depths of his heart, from the depths of his soul, "Utzeshuva, utzefilo, utzedoko ma'avir nesroya gzeiro." And we hope that we David. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was goyzer the gzeiro. The last image that I have of him is on Simchas Torah, clutching the Sefer Torah, clinging on to the Sefer Torah with the love of his life. and the joy that was on his face, the pure ecstasy. Such a havas ha-toiro is rare in our days, rare in our times, and we got to see it every day. No, I'm not going to say that we didn't appreciate who he was. We did. We knew he was a giant walking amongst men. We knew he's a gadol. We knew that ge'oinim in Eretz Yisrael am gitzitit farem. So many times Rosh Yeshivas and Rabbanim came and they took me to the side and they said, "Young man, you know what you have here. You know what type of gift." But we understood. Every last one of us understood and knew who he was. In today's Daf HaYoimi, his most beloved thing in the world, the Daf HaYoimi. In today's Daf HaYoimi, it says, "Hakol tzrichin lemorei chitayo." Everyone needs the Bali, Gemara, the Bekiim, and Shas. They're the highest level. And the next line in the Gemara, it says, "Toiv leiv mishtei tamid." Who is that? "Ze sheyeshloi isha toiva." Someone that has a good wife, a rebbetz and an eishes chayil, that appreciated him so much, that respected him so much. We were in awe of the kavod ha-toiro. She was mechabed him more than everyone else. The Rav was known for someone that did not care for COVID. It was meaningless. Zero, zero COVID. The COVID amedume, the COVID asheker, zero. So it makes it so much easier for me to ask him chila. If we were bringing his COVID, if we didn't give him the proper COVID, because he deserved so much COVID, COVID chachamim yin cholu. He was deserving of the highest level of COVID. And on behalf of the whole kehilo, we're asking Mechilo if we didn't give him enough COVID. Rabbi, we are begging you. We're begging your neshama. Go up to Shemayim. Go to the Kisei HaKavod. Damn it for your rabbitson. She stood by your side for so many years. Enabled you to learn Torah, to teach Torah, to live Torah. You always said it's my Eishes Chayil, daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give her koiches. Daven for your children, your grandchildren, whom you were so proud of. So proud of. Daven for us, your Talmidim, your Kehila. We need koiches to survive, to recover from this blow. That we should be able to continue your legacy of Limud HaTorah, of Yerushalayim, Emes Yerushalayim, of Chesed, of giving. You gave your life to the Tzibur. You were a man of the public of the Tzibur. Your Midas Toivos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us koiches. That we should be zeichet to shteig like you wanted so much from us. We all know how much you wanted us to shteig, lahagdol Torah, la'adira, to grow in Avodas Hashem. I'd like to say thank you to several individuals that were very helpful. Rabbi Howie Kafka was there for the family, for the mishpacha, the entire past 2-3 weeks. And he was there for us, for the kehila, for the tzibur. Thank you, Rabbi Howie, for all that you do for Yidden, and especially what you did for the Rav and for the mishpacha. I'd like to thank also, last night, several Talmidim of the Rav, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, helped arrange the Levaya, the Mesader, the Shul, that it should be prepared for such an unbelievable Kavod HaTorah that we see here today. What an unbelievable Kiddush Hashem. Rabbi Baruch Belsky and his son, Rabbi Shia, Rabbi Aaron Felder, and whoever else came last night to help to be Mesader the Levaya. Rabbi, we bid you farewell. We're saying goodbye to you now. We will miss you. We'll miss your Torah. We'll miss your guidance. We'll miss your leadership. You were our Pesach. Everything, anything we needed, we came to you. We're going to miss your love. We're going to miss your affection. We're going to miss your smile. Ba'atolech lakeitz, v'sonuach v'samoy l'goyrol cholakeitz ayomen.
Tehei nishmosoi tzuru b'tzurachayim, bila amoves lenetzach, umocha Hashem elikim dimom al kolponim. Reb Heshi Grunberger will say, Keil Moli Rachmim now. Rabbeisai, after Keil Moli Rachmim, we're going to exit the Bismedrash. I'm asking, please, the Oilam should exit right after Keil Moli Rachmim. That way, we could follow the Oroin. We're going to make a left on Harborview Drive, all the way to Rockhall Road. We will follow the Oroin. There at Rockhall Road, cars will take the Mishpacha to the airport. The Oilam can follow the procession in cars to the airport, but there will be no Levaya at the airport. The Einikluch, the grandchildren, will hold the Aron.
El Molei Rachamim Shoichein Bamiroimin Hamzei Menuchon Nechoino Al Kanfei Ashechino Bimalois Kedayishim utehoyerim Kizoyarokia Mahasiyerim Es nishmas Vayreinu Rav Yeshua Ben Rav Menachem Mendel Alevi שהולך לו אלומוי בעבור שבלי נדר אונו ייתן צדוקו ביד אז קורס נשמוסוי בגן הידן Tehei menuchot zoi hilochein Bal rachamim yastideyu B'seiser kenofov lihoi lomim V'yitzroi b'tzorachayim es nishmosoi Adonai hu nachalosoi V'yonuach b'sholoim al mishkovoi V'noimar omein.
We asked the Oilam to please exit as soon as possible. That way we could carry the Oroin with the proper covered.
Rabbi said, please clear the aisle.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.